Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The waters have been calmed. That's the word from Republican Senator Mitt Romney on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, talking about that smaller $1.2 trillion bipartisan deal on infrastructure that appears to be back on track after President Biden walked back his statement that it would be tied to his much larger plan, something that set off Republicans. So what happens now? NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis is here. Hi, Sue.
Hey there.
And to remind us, this deal would invest in roads, bridges, high-speed internet. And it hit the rocks after President Biden said late last week he wouldn't sign it unless Congress also voted on his more expensive spending bill. He said they were in tandem. So how did he smooth that out?
You know, he didn't actually use the V word, veto, but that was certainly the implication in his remarks, saying that he wouldn't sign the bipartisan deal, a deal unless it was coupled with a separate measure. You know, the White House, in a rare move, walked it back really quickly over the weekend and made clear, the president made clear, that it was not a veto threat that he was issuing over the bill. And he had to sort of calm the waters a little bit. You had several Republican senators indicating that they could withdraw their support for the bipartisan deal if they were conditioned upon the two. But one thing I think needs to be understood here is that Democrats have been very, very clear for months that they would pursue this two-track strategy. I think that the president just suggesting that the fate of one depended on the other required a little bit of massaging.
Yeah, and this was not a surprise, as you said. But how are progressives in the Democratic Party feeling about Biden walking it back?
Yeah, I mean, the end strategy here hasn't really changed. And as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said last week, you can't do one without the other. Progressives, especially in the House, are not going to vote for the bipartisan deal, the $1.2 trillion package, unless they have some kind of assurances that this second budget reconciliation package is going to be signed into law. Now, this is in the very early stages, and you know, but they are looking at an additional sidecar measure of potentially trillions of dollars of Democratic priorities. So if they can't get that through, the chances of the bipartisan deal getting through also get pretty narrow. So their fates are really intertwined here.
Yeah. And where is President Biden on the votes?
Well, I think that it's pretty clear that if nothing more dramatic happens, they have the 60 votes they need in the Senate for the $1.2 trillion deal. The plan is to spend the month of July getting that bill written and through the Senate, and also that Democrats need to come up with a budget resolution that will set the targets for what they want to do with this second package, including anything they might want to do with revenue and spending, and then send it to the committees to write the bill. So there's going to be a lot of action in July, but frankly, you know, when will the bills be signed into law is the question everyone wants to know. This is likely to be a legislative battle that carries well into the fall, maybe even into the holiday season.
Well, and Democrats may fast track some of Biden's other priorities through with this so-called budget reconciliation. What are we likely to see there?
That's a great question. I mean, Democrats have talked about looking at everything from an expansion of Medicare to more money for child care, elder care, climate change, maybe even immigration. So the universe is really big right now. What they need to do is narrow that universe. And the two big questions here are what's going to be in it and how much is it going to cost? Senate Budget Chairman Bernie Sanders has indicated that he could go as high as $6 trillion for all these measures. I think that number is probably a little high. You're unlikely to get more moderate Democrats on board. But finding that magic number that can get Bernie Sanders and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin both agreeing to something is going to be really tricky.
Yes, just that sentence alone. NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.